Welcome aboard a Disney cruise where magic meets the high seas. As you sail away to enchanting destinations, it's essential to understand the etiquette of tipping on board. For us Brits, tipping isn't something we do like in the States. While you might tip whilst you're in a restaurant, you'll hardly ever tip in a hotel or a bar or a porter. While gratuities on a Disney cruise aren't mandatory, they are a way to show appreciation for exceptional service provided by hardworking crew members. Let's delve into how you can navigate tipping on a Disney cruise. When it comes to tipping on a Disney cruise, it's important to note that the crew on board relies on gratuities as a significant part of their income. These dedicated individuals work tirelessly to ensure that your cruise experience is nothing short of magical. While tipping isn't a compulsory part of your cruise fare, it is highly recommended to show gratuity to your excellent service that you're going to receive. The crew members on a Disney cruise really do go above and beyond to make your stay comfortable, enjoyable, and memorable. From your cabin steward who ensures that your room is pristine, the dining servers who cater to your every culinary need. Every crew member plays a vital role in creating a seamless and unforgettable voyage. Tipping is an excellent way of acknowledging their hard work and dedication. So, who do you actually tip on a Disney cruise? When it comes to tipping on a Disney cruise, knowing who to tip and how much to tip can sometimes be a bit confusing. Let's break it down so you can show your appreciation to crew members who have made your cruise experience exceptional. Dining room server. Your dining room server is there to take your orders, recommend dishes, and ensure that your dining experience is memorable. They are dedicated to making sure you enjoy every meal on board. Your dining room assistant server. The dining room assistant server works alongside the dining room server to deliver your meals efficiently and assist with any special requests. They contribute to the seamless dining experience you're going to receive whilst on board the ship. The dining room head server. The dining room head server oversees the overall guest experience in the main dining room. They ensure that everything runs smoothly, attend to any issues that may arise, and ensure that you are satisfied with your dining experience. Your stateroom hosts are responsible for maintaining and cleaning your stateroom throughout your cruise. They work diligently behind the scenes to ensure that your cabin is always kept immaculate and welcoming, really useful if you've got kids. So how much should you tip? Let's talk about the baseline tipping amount. Baseline tipping amount on a cruise is generally around $14.50 per night per guest. Yes, that includes even little ones, including infants and toddlers. Tipping is a way to show appreciation for the service provided by the hardworking crew on board. Now, if you've opted for a concierge level stateroom, the tipping amount may be slightly higher. It is recommended to allocate around $15.50 per night per person in these luxurious staterooms. The upgraded service and amenities provided in the staterooms warrants a little extra gratuity towards the staff members. So how exactly do you actually tip whilst on board a Disney cruise? Let's break down the various ways that you can tip while sailing on a magical Disney cruise. First, and the easiest option, is to prepay for your gratuities. If you prefer to take care of your gratuities in advance, Disney offer a convenient prepaying amount of gratuity that you can do either online or with your travel agent. This allows you to have peace of mind knowing that tips are already allocated for and paid for as well. Alternatively, if you haven't prepaid, you can choose to add the gratuity amount automatically to your onboard account that be linked back to your credit card. This is another hassle-free option that ensures that your tips are taken care of without you really having to do very much. Number two is you can also provide extra tips in provided envelopes, or you can go to guest services as well. While the gratuity amount typically covers the essential services provided on the cruise, you may still wish to tip additional services as well. Disney make this easy by providing the little envelopes in the stateroom for extra cash, or you can go to guest relations if you want to pay and charge it back to your account. Whether it's a special thank you to a specific crew member or a gesture of appreciation for your overall service, you're flexible to tip whatever you want. Number three is, how do you tip bartenders, the people who work in the cafe, and also the crew on Disney Castaway Cay as well? When you find yourself enjoying the delightful amenities at Disney Castaway Cay, such as the bars, the specialty cafes, and interacting with the crew members on the island, remember tipping is a great way of acknowledging their hard work and dedication too. You can simply add an additional amount to your bill whilst enjoying your beverage or meal at one of the island's restaurants and bars. On your last night, your stateroom host is going to leave some envelopes in your room. If you've already prepaid for your gratuities, all you do is use pre-perforated little strips. You tear the paper and put the correct piece of paper into the right envelope. So we'll say, for example, dining room server on the envelope, and you rip off that piece of paper that's got your prepaid gratuities for your dining room server and you give it to them on the last night. Okay, if you want to add any extra tips, that's where you can do it in cash if you want to in there, or you can go to the guest services desk and they will then print you out. You can add it to your portfolio, you can print it out and then stuff that into the envelope as well. For us Brits, it can seem a little bit weird on the last day handing little envelopes to people that you've met and have served you whilst on the ship. I found it slightly weird the first time I did it. It's something that us Brits are probably not that comfortable in doing, but it is kind of what everyone else is doing on the ship, so you kind of go with the flow. If you prepay for your gratuities, they will still get paid even if you don't actually give them the envelope. The envelope is more of a gesture, a sign. It's not actually, they don't actually have to go and hand these in to go and collect the money. So don't feel that you actually have to hand it in. If you feel a bit uncomfortable with handing in, you don't have to hand it in. What about at the specialty dining restaurants? When dining at specialty restaurants, the overall experience is not just about the food, it's all about the service as well. It's essential to understand how gratuities and tipping work in these specialty restaurants. One common practice at specialty dining restaurants is to automatically add an 18% gratuity to your bill. This is predetermined gratuity that is often included in the final amount that you'll see on the receipt. It's important to be aware of this standard practice so you can account for it when you're also working out how much you're going to spend. While the 18% gratuity is automatically added, you can always have the option to add an additional tip if you want to. Tipping is a way to show appreciation for the excellent service you've received in these specialty restaurants, including the servers, chefs, and other team members. Remember, tipping is a personal choice, but it is also an integral part of the dining culture for the American audience. And remember, Disney is an American ship, so whilst this might not be something that we do that much in the UK, it is standard practice on American cruise lines and also in American restaurants as well. Is there anyone else that you need a tip? Well, here they go. Room service etiquette. One delightful perk of your cruise adventure is complimentary room service. Whether you're craving a midnight snack or a leisurely breakfast in bed, room service has got you covered. However, it's good cruise etiquette to remember that while the service is free, tipping for the room service is not included. As a gesture of appreciation, a tip goes a long way. So $5 is usually what I kind of do for a tray. Tipping for port adventures. It really kind of depends on what part of the world that you're in. It's not really kind of expected in most of Europe, for example. If you're around America, the Caribbean, those kind of places, then yes, probably will be looking to do a little tip for your port excursion, but it is entirely up to you. If you are going to the spa or the salon, again, this is somewhere that you'll be looking to leave a tip. Keep in mind that a standard 18% gratuity is automatically added to these services. Again, this one kind of depends on where you are in the world, but sometimes it is customary to tip the luggage porters as well. So if you're getting on, for example, in Miami or a Port Canaveral, then yes, the people that you're going to hand the bags to, that's you kind of like give them a little bit of cash. In the UK or around Europe, probably not so much. A lot of people also like to bring along little things like thank you cards and that kind of stuff, just to kind of give to a particular cast members. And also, if you're going to give them the extra cash tip, then it's kind of quite a nice thing to put that inside one of your own tip. And also, if you're going to be giving them some extra cash tips, then it's kind of quite a nice way to actually do that, is to give them it inside a card that has been written out by hand by yourself. So hopefully that's covered everything. It can be a little bit confusing for us Brits going on a cruise and paying for gratuities. It is quite a strange concept. We pay in the UK. If in a restaurant, for example, if we've had great service, we don't prepay for it in advance because we don't know if we're going to get great service or not. With a cruise, on most cruise lines, especially with Disney, you prepay for your gratuities in the majority of cases, even though you don't know what the service is going to be like. But trust me, I've never had bad service on a Disney cruise. So if you want to get in touch, this is kind of like whetted your appetite a little bit to sailing with Disney, or you have any questions about sailing with Disney, please use all the contact details that are in the show notes below. For now, have a magical day.